Dear learners, we discussed 5 years impact factor and ISI ranking, site score metrics in the earlier section. Now we will cover the eigenfactor and other metrics. What is the eigenfactor? The eigenfactor project is an academic research project co-founded in January 2007 by Carl Bergstrom and Jevin West and sponsored by the West Lab at the Information School and the Bergstrom Lab in the Department of Biology at the University of Washington. It is a rating of the total importance of a scientific journal. It is a count of the number of citations in the target year to articles from the previous 5 years. Based on the idea, citations from high-ranked journals are more important. Eigenfactor is based on the idea that the citations from highly ranked journals are more important and influential than those from lower ranked journals. So it is more robust than the impact factor metric. Scholarly references join journals together in a vast network of citations, but its algorithm uses the structure of the entire network instead of purely local citation information to evaluate the importance of each journal. But the beauty about the eigenfactor is it excludes self-citation, which we haven't seen in any of the impact factor above. And it is freely available. This is the second plus point. Now, as you can see in this graph, that how the eigenfactor and the article influence are shown for a journal in the landing page or in the home page of the journal. We can see that the article influence and eigenfactor is mentioned in this graph. So you can track them out in their home page. Now moving to the article influence. After the eigenfactor, what is the article influence? Article influence determines the average influence of a journal article over the first 5 years after publication. So we can say that article influence is roughly analogous to the 5-year impact factor. Yes, like the 5-year impact factor, this article influence is also the indicator which is providing a sufficient time for citation to come up. And it is important in various fields where the citation is slower, where the speed of citation is slower. Now let's see, what is the article influence? How we can calculate? It is 0.01 into eigenfactor divided by x, where what is the x? Where x is 5-year journal article count divided by 5-year article count from all journals. A score greater than 1, as we can see in this graph, indicates that each article in the journal has above average influence. Article influence exclude the self-citation just like the eigenfactor. So in this graph, it is shown there that the article influence scores and total articles published for the top 25 journals by eigenfactor score in the field of neurosciences are shown. Several prominent journals, including the Journal of Neuroscience, are labeled here. The volume of each circle reflects the eigenfactor score of the corresponding journal. So we may have the idea of the article influence just by seeing this graph, which is available in the homepage of the particular journal. But what is the limitation? The article influence and eigenfactor both have the problem that they assign the journal in a particular category. And it is very complex to put a journal into a specific category when the scope of the journal is most of the time multidisciplinary, or at least you cannot put them in a very, very specific category. And it is not much different from the raw citation count. It is just similar to the raw citation count. Now the next metric is immediacy index. As the name suggests, it shows or it tells how immediately an article is receiving citation. this is indicating the importance of the article or maybe the rapid advancement of the field, which require the early or immediate citations. It gives a special kind of information which cannot be elicited by the 5-year impact factor or 3-year impact factor. 1-year impact factor that looks at a much shorter time period. The journal immediacy index indicates how quickly articles in a journal are cited. It is derived by taking citations in a year X to article published in year X divided by the total number of articles published in the year X. It means in the same year. You can see that it is analogous to 1-year impact factor. We are saying that how much important is that article that it gained early citation. It gained immediate citation. So we can have the idea about the importance of that particular article by the immediacy index. Now moving to the limitations, just like other metrics, it has also got the limitations. Now let's see what are the limitations. The limitations are the similar which are associated with the impact factor. Reviews are cited promptly without any significant reason. So immediacy index may not be giving the clear picture in case of some subject, while in case of some subject, it is very relevant and significant indicator. So the importance of this index varies from subject to subject. The difference in applicability of the index varies from subject to subject. Now let me summarize this section for you. Eigenfactor is a metric which is based on the 5-year window. You can say it is a 5-year impact factor. While the article influence is the advanced form of metric which is based on the eigenfactor. They both exclude the self-citation, but they put the journals in a particular single category and rank depending on their subjects. They give the more importance to the highly ranked journals. They give the citations of the highly ranked journals more weightage as compared to the lower ranked journals. Why? Immediacy index can say it's more of a 1-year impact factor. We will move to some other metrics in the next part.